Greetings, saints. We're going to be waking up at about 2 tomorrow morning to leave here at 3 to pick up the kids. So we're just going to be doing the readings with you now. It's Matthew 12, and it's the verses 22 to 26 or 27.
Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges."
Yeah, so hallelujah. What we see here is that, you know, Jesus is with the authority of heaven. He casts out demons and then people are restored. And then the Pharisees see this and they say, well, it's an evil spirit that he's using. And then Jesus just points out a principle here. Every kingdom divided will not stand. And this is every city or household divided against itself will not stand. So the whole secret and key is, you know, we get born again. We look to Jesus. We come into the family with God, of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then we need to understand the authority, that Jesus is taking that which is of the Father and revealing it to us. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. And he says so beautifully in Psalm 22, verse 22. He says, "And I will declare your name to my brethren." So we, from Jesus, we get leading, and that leading comes from Jesus, and it comes to the spirits. His spirit reveals it to us, and then we take hold of it, and then we operate. So there's unity in this kingdom. It's the Father's will that has been done on earth as it is in heaven. Through the Son ruling and reigning, and us submitting to the Son, receiving the Holy Spirit, and then just staying in obedience. And that's how we operate and find our place. And as we're faithful with little, he takes us on in the footsteps of Jesus, into the works of Jesus. As Jesus says, "The works that I do, you shall also do. And as much as the Father loves me, he loves you." So the picture of Jesus is a picture of the Father's love and the Father's purpose. But then the picture of Jesus is also that of an obedient Son. And now we are also sons, children of God in the kingdom. And so we stay in those boundaries. And that's how we develop on schedule and be effective in this kingdom and playing our part in bringing this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.